One of the other demands, and believe me, putting this colour therapy system together was no mean task. The bioinformation, I don't know if it's the Swiss, or I find the Germans also, are very, very precise. They kept on saying, no, not good enough, no, not good enough, no, not good enough. And then it came to the actual manufacturer of the colour lenses. And they said they mustn't be plastic, they actually have to be glass, they have to have a very high percentage of quartz crystalline structure within them, and they also have to have oxides in them. Well, whoopee.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, you're agreeing with them. Wonderful. You two have got to get together. So this is what they were demanding. So we were going along to these people and we were saying, can you manufacture this? And they said, well, we can do that bit, we can't do that bit. Well, can you do that bit? And then trying to orchestrate them. All of a sudden, bingo. Place in Saint-Just has actually been producing church glass, this really potent coloured church glass, for the last 800 years. Not the same people. but they had giving recipes to each other, an experience, and we have a video which is actually how it's produced. It's, do you know, watching this glass made is like a meditation. What they do is they blow the crystalline quartz glass and everything, and then they actually mix in the oxides for the particular colour, and then it's like making bread. They blow the glass out, and it comes out into a great big kind of like that. Then they actually, whilst it's still molten, they cut that and then it just sort of folds out like that. And then they fold this bit in there, that bit there, so that the oxides are carried densely, not just on the surface of the glass, but right the way through, penetrates at every level. And they keep folding it. Then they blow that a bit like this, then it goes out under a big bubble. Then they cut that, and it folds, and then they do this. And it goes on for hours. And then at the end, once they're happy with it, based upon their experience, then they go and do their final cut, and then it folds out into this big sheet, and there we have our sheet. But where does the bioinformation get in there? Well, we don't go and bioinform a great big sheet of glass with a machine. In fact, we can actually have a look at the next slide, Roger, and we'll see the equipment that actually carries out the bioinformation. This is actually held not in Bioptronic. We're not allowed to have it down there. They keep their processes quite secret. This is actually at the Institute. What happens is that the various oxides that are going to be used to create the different colours, they are then sent to the Institute. It then goes through this machine, and in fact you can see this is actually yellow. See, the whole tube, it's about this high. And all those oxides then are bioinformed. Then they go to the factory in Saint-Just, and then that is what's mixed into that particular preparation of glass, maybe for, in this case, yellow. Then the big sheet comes back, and then the next problem happens. We just love them at the Institute. The next problem, because it's antique glass, what they term antique glass, according to these methods, because what it does is it gives you an immediate buzz for about 15 minutes. Your energy goes back up. We'll look at that in more detail. But I always strategically just do the demonstration at 5 to 12. And with you know, when you're doing a lot of international travel, you get this jet lag, space cadet, you know, which country but what time, and who's the person I'm talking to. Well, I have that in my case, and I go off to the gentleman, and I actually go and do a little balancing gel. But the three products, the light therapy, the light fluid, the balancing gel, and the crystal cream, those are integrated into the programs. Now, when you look at some of the programs, you see that it doesn't use all three ingredients. Again, because of the effects that are attempting to... But more of that when you come to the actual treatment manuals. Can we have the next slide, please? So, really, to summarise, the fact was that we couldn't actually put in any animal components. There can be no colour additives, again, because of the bioinformation. This is the key element. It's got to be very high quality and pure. So high purity plant substances. I even hear that it's which side of the mountain they're growing. It's going to influence, you know, so it's ordered, which mountain did this particular element come from? And there are a huge number, I'm not going to go and list them for you, of the ingredient here. But you can have a look on the site. It all has to be written out. This one, the balancing gel, I always pick up on the violet. I can smell it, and it's so cool. But apparently there's also ivy in it. But you can have a look at the ingredients yourself later. Next slide, please. And then, no artificial additives of any kind, no synthetic scent components, so what you're smelling is actually, you know, the original plant extracts and essences. And also the fact that I mentioned it has to be bacteriologic. Dave, next slide, please, Roger. So we move on to the light fluid, which is actually here. This, I think of it, when I try to understand its role in the model, as preparing. It's actually focusing on assisting the implementation of the light and colour application to that particular skin area. Also, to cleanse the skin, the oily deposits, the grime, if it's carried out at a certain point in the day, and those are biodegradable plant surfactants, which are corn, coconut, and palm kernel. I know you all needed to know that. Okay, next one, please, Rod. Thank you very much. It has its major focus as well, is the calming and fortifying. It relaxes the skin and body tissues where it's actually applied. And it also regulates the perspiration glands, so that as you're carrying out light therapy, the area is completely sound and ready to receive bioinformation and also the colour therapy. Next one, please, Roger. Outside the Bioptron light colour therapy program, it's used for sensitive skin and also irritated skin. It has a very calming effect. And those of you who have studied aromatherapy and you look at the ingredients, immediately you will find out how it has its effect in that way. Next slide, please, Roger. The balancing gel, well, apart from being profoundly restorative for international lecturers, it is used within the colour therapy system by activating the energy flow, removing metabolic products, and also strengthening the blood vessels. And you will see that there's actually programs for the arms and legs and discharging and purging, and this is one of the key elements to those programs, but later you can look at that in more detail. Next slide, please. Outside of, in terms of the program, it is focusing on unwinding and vitalizing. What was very interesting was when the physiotherapists yesterday were applying, because I got them to be therapist and client and then reverse roles, and when you're actually carrying out not just the color therapy, but also Bioptron light therapy, you should be relaxing as well. Because even the Bioptron light therapy itself, because of the polarization, has an effect on the energetic body. But it's not primarily designed for that. That is one of the biopositive effects as well. You should be relaxed. But when they were actually feeding back, I gave them either a stress relaxation program or an energizing program. It's a short one outside of the treatment manuals that they can use to demonstrate. And the people who were saying the energizing one, they said, one of the things that I notice is I'm not going mini-manic. What I'm feeling is when I'm energized, I'm feeling aware and balanced and calm. I'm not going, wow, isn't this incredible, isn't that incredible? I'm feeling, it's like if I'm feeling tired, like you're going to be this afternoon or whatever after a fine vegetarian lunch, then all of a sudden you go up a level, you're focusing. Yeah, you're aware, but you're not overly aware, otherwise you'll become overwhelmed. And also your energy reserves are lifted up. Okay, so that's an important element to the treatment. It stores energy reserves in the skin and body and tissues, and also, and apparently this is related to, I think it's the ivy and some of the ingredients in the balancing gel, it increases the power of resistance as well. But more of that from the specialists when we discuss it perhaps later. So ingredients in it. Next slide, please, Roger. And again, outside the Bioptron colour therapy program, it's used to treat flabby tissue, also energy depleted skin, and also to refresh you within seconds and recharge your battery. Well, I've just demonstrated that one for you. And I don't know if I was manic enough before I even applied the balancing gel. Perhaps it'll be regulating me and going back down again, I don't know. Okay, next slide, please. You're doing a grand job down there. If all else fails, I know what you can do for a living. Come fly around the world with me. Okay, and now we move on to the third and last component of the actual plant, and that's the crystal cream. What's interesting, again, the good old Bioinformation Institute demanded that in actual fact it was high-quality crystals that were ground up and put into the crystal cream along with many of the other components, because they had to carry and act a particular way in terms of the bioinformation and the overall program. So I think there are either some little emeralds and ground up into a very fine paste and dispersed through the crystal cream. So the crystal cream stimulates and replenishes the skin and also working at the spiritual mental body. When I look at the programmes and how they're put together, again, 12 programmes, this is, would be for people treating at home, I'm aware that I think of it as the light fluid preparing the treatment. I think of the balancing gel being active during the treatment to regulate and harmonise and orchestrate along with the bioinformation. And I think of the crystal cream as sealing the whole thing after you've carried out the treatment. But see what you think when you look at some of the programmes themselves. It's nourishing and regenerating of the skin cells. It relieves tension. And when you have a go with the crystal cream, you will find immediately it creates that relaxation. The stress management programme was begun yesterday with the physiotherapists by applying crystal cream to the face and the neck. The neck should also be not just the face, but also to the neck region. The actual energising programme, they applied the balancing gel to the face and the neck. So you can see how they operate at different levels. Mobilising the mental powers. The actual energising programme, they applied the balancing gel to the face and the neck. So you can see how they operate at different levels. Mobilising the mental powers. Sensitising the sensory capabilities of the skin. Next slide, please, Roger. Okay, you want to take my water with it there. Crystal cream. Outside of the actual colour therapy model, we see that it is actually obviously used to treat sensitive and irritated skin, and also coarse pores. Strained skin in need of regeneration, particularly depleted skin. A lot of people, because of the actual aromatherapy sensory nature of it, it's also very nice as a daily sensory sensation. And also, I don't know why this is in there, these aren't my slides, to replace your natural aftershave. I don't think the ladies would be particularly interested in that. But apparently, gentlemen, you can replace your aftershave with crystal cream. Okay, next slide please, Roger. This actually brings me to taking a very brief look at the actual colour treatment manual. Let's look at some of the details of the programmes that are actually offered. Remember, this is for somebody who has an interest but no active awareness of colour therapy and holistic models. They are interested in exploring it. It is very safe. It is written in a particular way that, for example, if you cannot provide yourself with 15 minutes to do this programme, don't start it. This is a waste of time. You have to go through every single step of the programme. And also, if all of a sudden you were to actively select perhaps one of the de-stressing programmes from the colour therapy, and you can't actually find 15 minutes in your day, you're very sad, and that is actually telling and making you aware of something that's very powerful in your life. If you cannot give yourself uninterrupted 15 minutes, that's scary. You need to really take a sharp look. But all of the programmes, you must use every single step and element of the Bartram colour therapy programme. It won't harm you if you don't, but it actually won't be. It won't impact. It will not achieve what it's designed to do. So, basically, if we look, the treatment programs are actually set into different headings, and underneath those are a number of schedules according to that area or heading that you might want to look at. For yourself as practitioners, where would the colour therapy model? The Bartram colour therapy model fit in for you? It wouldn't, unless of course you were wanting to use it in association with some of your other treatments and applications, and you would like to actually offer something in addition to what you're already offering to the people who are consulting you as practitioners that you know that they can very safely and efficiently use in their own homes. But it brings me to another point. Frau Zehr and I was in Zurich last week, and I went up to the Institute. The Institute is wonderful because also they have the walls of the Institute in every room are actually painted with bioinformed paint. So immediately you walk into the room, it starts resonating. They also are from a psychotherapeutic area. I used to do a lot of, particularly with the cancer patients, I used to like them to draw their cancer and the treatment and follow and dialogue it in that way. And you may be familiar, particularly from the Jungian background, which is where I focus on, that you use drawing and colour, both for diagnosis as a therapeutic tool. And what they have now is they've actually got a selection of 8 paints that are bioinformed. And there is a Jungian psychotherapist in Zurich who has been using this for the last 3 or 4 years, and she's saying that it actually accelerates the psychotherapeutic process by using bio-informed pain, because it's actually resonating with the person. But that's an aside. The main focus of this part of, that I'm communicating here is that in actual fact, for you as practitioners, what Réal and I are going to move towards doing, and I want it to start off here in the UK, can't think why, singular prejudice I think is what comes immediately to mind, I'd like it to start here in the United Kingdom, is to actually do professional training courses for people. Because in actual fact, you can't use the bioptron colour therapy outside of these programs. But once we've gone through these training programs, you can also use the bioptron colour therapy as a diagnostic tool. And so then you start to put your own programs together. So you will use the essences, the bioinformations, the orchestrator and the colour therapy, and you will use it for a number of sessions. Have your client come back to you, see what is moving, what is not, what is staying static, and then you will actually go through. It's very much like a homeopathic checklist as well. It's very, very detailed. And they have all of this down at the Institute, and they have been training people in Zurich. And then you will actually see what that impact has been, and then you will then change, and you will create another program for them. And they will do that for 4 or 5 days or 6 days, and then they will return to you, and you will check to see if this is shift or if that's actually sticking, and then you will go into the next phase. And don't crook me. We hope to sort of get something together by the end of next year. They're very busy down there, but... if you're interested, at the end I'm going to put up my email address. Please make direct contact with me, not with the Institute, because Réal said we are so overwhelmed at the moment. So I'm going to be like the little conduit for the moment. And then if we get enough interest, we'll be coming over to the UK. But that's an aside. What I'm presenting is the home treatment at the moment, but we're looking towards extending the applications to professional practitioners. The actual energy reserves, we look at lack of drive, for example. Now, also what's happened is after a person has looked at the manual, they are keyed into, they're orientated to holistic ideas, a bit about bioinformation, a bit about colour, something about the plant and essences. And we invite the person not to refer to somebody else as to what programme, their husband, their wife, their children, even the dog if it can bark quickly enough, we'll always advise them, well, what I think you need, dear, is this. We invite them to be very nice and very respectful and say, what do you feel you need? When I was lecturing at the Royal Marsden, I was teaching many junior doctors on terminal care and also on other forms of treatment. And I said, I always like to remind you that in a consultation, there's always an expert in the room, and it's never the doctor. Never the doctor. The patient always knows more than you do. Your skill as a doctor is to get your patient to tell you what it is that they know. Because once you know that, then you can start to treat them. Okay? So, I don't know, some people oppose me on this, but I hold by. There is always the person who knows the best, knows everything. Who is the expert is always the patient. So you as a doctor, if you're not working with your patient, if you're not referring to the expert, you'll get some treatment, you'll get some efficacy, but you'll also fail in a number of perhaps crucial or important areas. So again, with the colour therapy, the person goes through, has a look at the list, and they actually then select which of the first program they might like to do. You cannot do two programs at the same time. There is a contraindication in that way. You have to choose one program, finish that program, and then you can go into the next program. I contradict on straight into the whole program of it at that point in time. But again, you'll see this more clearly when there's more time for you to actually look at some of the material. So we've got the energy reserves, and so the individual might say lack of drive. Now, some people will go towards bad concentration and poor memory, but it actually might mean that they should be doing stress, because one of the side effects of stress is bad memory and poor concentration. So again, as we are taking them through examining the various programs, we make them aware of those ingredients. But they finally make their selection. And so they will then have very much like a cookbook. In fact, I think I might have a slide of this later here. A cookbook where you take one bioptron light, You take green, red, you take orange, and it's all laid out like a cookbook. You take one light therapy, you do not take a balancing gel, and you take one crystal cream. And you line it all up in front of you like that. You unplug one phone, you lock one door, you inform husband and children that you've gone to Kathmandu for the next half an hour, and then you lay all this out in front of you, you take your clothes off, or you take a number of your clothes off, because you will be treating the solar plexus area, you may be treating the kidney area here, you will be treating areas here, the eyes, you will be irradiating over those, and then you go through, and exactly how many minutes, 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and you allocate that time, and you begin your program. Okay? For example, lack of dry, very important in high strain situations. We would ask you to treat four times a week, but best once a day if you can achieve that. But even if you can only achieve four times a week, then you will have the therapeutic effect that you're making a bid for, and you would be recommended to continue on with that program for 2 weeks. If you were choosing bad concentration and poor memory, again, high strain situations, you would be doing that five times a week, or again, best daily, and you would do that now for 4 weeks. And in low strain situations or sporadic short-term therapy is also helpful. Sometimes we use the program to deal with a symptom, to retrain. Other times we use a program to treat a symptom and then maintain somebody for a few months. Because we know that, for example, particularly with sleeplessness, it's going to be related to many other problems. And so we would be maintaining them. We would be giving them shots of biochemical therapy over a number of months, until they'd retrained the circadian rhythms, the actual sleep cycle. And hopefully, once they start to get their mind a little bit clearer, they start saying more no to the boss more often. They actually stop being a victim and a beast of burden, so that their six children get them running around left, right and centre. They actually start to affect the changes in their life that was producing the sleeplessness and the high strain in their life. Do you see how the component parts all fit together? So we're thinking at that level. If we look at the next slide, please. Work to go. Power of resistance, again, high strain situations, four times a week, best once a day, and that would be for 3 weeks. Next slide, please, Roger. I'm speeding up now. This is where I really get going. Inner well-being, we have inner balance as one of the schedules of this subsection, the vital spark, relaxing to relieve fear, de-blocking to relieve stress, a good night's sleep. Inner well-being. Again, we want to set up a dialogue within the person to say, hey, take a really good look at this. You're not sleeping. Is it really because you've got a high-stress, fearful situation? Should you be starting with the fear program, relaxing, or should you actually be starting with the sleep? Which one do you think you need the greatest bid for? Because sometimes if we're going to make or affect changes in our life, it makes a demand upon us. If we're not sleeping, we can't meet any demands whatsoever. We're a space cadet. So consequently, you know you actually want to start affecting changes in your life, but first of all, stabilize and balance yourself out and get a few couple of weeks of good night's sleep, recharge the batteries, then start to address that. So you mix and match the programs accordingly. Can we have a look at the next slide, please? And then we're actually focusing on metabolic processes, discharging and purging, that is actually with the gastrointestinal system, and also for the digestion. This again would be inviting them to examine their diet and also their fluid intake, but also to use the colour therapy program five times a week, best once or twice a day. And the recommended period would be for 3 weeks. A much more intensive program in terms of that. Let's look at the next one, please, Roger. Thank you very much. Skin and tissues, facial.